Okay, hello and welcome to Pop a la Carte, podcast number 9. This week, we're going to be talking lots and lots and lots of Game of Thrones, and then maybe some Endeavor at the end. I am Valerie.
And I'm Tatiana.
And basically, Game of Thrones shit went down.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of shit.
We've got 2 episodes to cover, so just be prepared for lots and lots of talk. It's 4 and 5, right? Because there's 7 total
4 and
this
5.
Season.
4 okay. and 5.
So 4 and 5. I don't even know where to start.
If you just want to meld them, Jamie fake died, right?
Jamie fake died, and they didn't keep that going very
right.
long.
They didn't. That's emblematic of Game of Thrones this season as opposed to previous ones, right? Because like before, it'd be like, something's happening, and they're going to drag it out for 4 episodes or more, and then you'll finally see that character again and know what they were up to. And now it's like, Jamie's dead. They play no music for the credits, so you think he's dead, but you know he's alive. And then the first scene of the next episode.
They didn't even wait until like halfway through the episode. It's just, and okay, that was a fake out. It wasn't even a very good fake out because nobody believed it.
Right.
Has anybody believed a death less, except for maybe John?
Right. And but with John's, it was like, you're still a little nervous, right? You're like, he can't die, but he could die.
But then now Jamie was like,
yeah, that was like, no, fuck that. He's not dead. Even Tyrion didn't think he was dead. Tyrion was like, yeah, once Bronn pulls him out of the river, we'll definitely have a meeting.
He's like, ah, he got away somehow. It doesn't matter that he was wearing all that armor and fell into the water and I didn't ever see him come out. Yeah. And who knows? It was so fast. I might have missed the part where the dragon actually did get in before Bronn hit.
Right.
Bad angles. He was far away, but he still believed. You know, so yeah, even Tyrion wasn't fake.
Yeah, I was definitely expecting Tyrion to be a little concerned, but no, he was not. So there you go.
It is interesting that they went there, that they didn't have him be like, wait, is my brother okay?
Yeah. But yeah, now that he's alive and well, he apparates directly to Cersei. And it's not like, didn't we find out pretty early on that Cersei was like, oh, I'm pregnant?
Was it early? I think it was like halfway through the episode. Yeah. There's the hints because Qyburn is there and he's like, why was Qyburn here?
Right, right.
And he's saying something to her medically. I thought that she was dying at first. I was like, is she dying and she just doesn't fucking care anymore? But no, she's not dying. She actually has another life inside of her. Well, supposedly. And she still doesn't fucking care. So that's fine. That's Cersei. Yeah. That's totally legitimate.
And I feel like we were discussing this, like, we don't know if the prophecy in the show actually specified, like, you're going to have 3 kids and he's going to have 16 kids.
I think it said that part, because I think I remember the part where having the little girl, little Cersei, actually say that doesn't make any sense. And it's yeah, you're dumb, kid.
Right.
Yes, it does. Honey.
Okay, so that part
you haven't been introduced to the parts of the world. I think that might have been.
Okay.
I think the part that was, and I think even the Daenerys, the, you know,
younger, more beautiful queen is definitely
younger,
in there.
More, yeah, I think that was, I think the it's the Velonquar is.
Okay, the Velonquar is the only part that's missing.
However you pronounce that.
Right, that fake language. So we know from that prophecy that Cersei can't have more than 3 kids. So either she's making it up, or
my theory was that George R.R. Martin likes to pull from history, and in British history, Queen Mary I, which was, you know, Queen Elizabeth I's older sister, the Catholic crazy one. She's actually she is where Bloody Mary comes from. She thought she was pregnant and it turned out she just had cancer and she died. So it's possible, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens, that she's just not having her periods anymore because she actually has cancer.
Right.
Or something is killing her, and she thinks it's a baby. Because there's no way for them to know if there's a baby inside her or not, except that she'd stop bleeding.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, is, like, Qyburn, whether or not he knows, like, it would be in his best interest to further that delusion of hers.
Yes.
So,
he doesn't want to be the one to tell her she's dying.
Right.
Even if he did know.
Yeah.
That's
so I hope that that's, like, that's really interesting, you know.
Yeah,
and of course, she's still not gonna, she probably won't die from the cancer. She'll die from Jamie killing her. But
it's gonna be way more interesting if Jamie kills her. And that is what the prophecy says. And the prophecy has already started to be fulfilled with all 3 of her kids dying.
Yeah. Sadly. And of course, the fact that her husband had 16 kids, that none of which were hers.
Yeah.
But I do feel like right now, the pregnancy is a way to keep Jamie tethered to her. Because, like, anytime, like, it feels like he has the ability to pull away.
He's already kind of been pulling away for a while, actually.
Right. And now she sort of, like, pulled him back in with that, but also with that sort of, like, threat. Like, don't betray me again.
Yes, that was creepy. She's not somebody you really want to piss off like that, and now she feels like you betrayed her. Bitch doesn't have anybody she can trust, really.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's also interesting, like, you would ask, why would she not stop that meeting, or why would she not, like, take Tyrion out?
It's weird that she knew that Tyrion and Jaime were meeting, that Tyrion was there, and she didn't have Tyrion killed. She even let him leave. It's not even that she'd let the meeting happen. That I could believe, because she wants to know why he's there, why he would risk this, what's so important. So she would want to talk to Jaime. But it's the fact that she let Tyrion leave that seems weird to me. That she didn't at least have him arrested.
It's very out of character for Cersei.
Yeah,
so it's like,
it feels strange.
Is she either, like, finally, this is a really late learning curve, and she's actually now sort of figuring out how to play a longer game? Or or does she have some sort of inkling of, like, she doesn't actually want to kill Tyrion because he's her family? I don't know.
I have a hard time believing that.
Right.
I guess I have an easier time believing that somehow she thinks there's some way she can play this for her advantage, but I don't know. It's a weird one.
Like, maybe she thinks that Tyrion has a soft... No, because he killed his dad, and she thought that he killed his nephew. So it's like, she can't either even believe, like, oh, well, Tyrion's gonna... Although she did say something like that, like, oh, what, Tyrion puts in a good word for us so we don't die? Or something?
Yeah.
So maybe she does actually think that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's... Trying to put yourself in Cersei's mind is not a very comfortable place to be, is it? I'm, like, trying to think of this, and I'm like, I don't know, she's creeps me out, man.
I mean, Cersei! I guess it's, like, it's possible she doesn't know. And this is, I feel like it's almost too reasonable or rational for Cersei. Like, it's hard for me to imagine Cersei being, like, a rational creature.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's not, like, Cersei stans that are, like, listening. And like, hey, listen.
Is anybody actually that big a fan of
there
Cersei?
There are some really, really big Cersei fans. Yeah, and I don't get it. I get it even less.
She's crazy. There are people who like Trump, so that tells you all you need to know, right?
Oh, God, yeah. There
sorry.
You go. Equating. That's a good equation, though.
That's true.
Makes sense. But, yeah, like, maybe she doesn't know how much Daenerys likes Tyrion. So she's imagining that Daenerys is fond of Tyrion, and then Daenerys finds out that Cersei had Tyrion killed or whatever, then Daenerys will definitely come and dragon
that's
fire.
True.
There.
She's already in a very precarious situation.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea to kill the Hand of the Queen that
right.
is already winning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even with Olenna and the Greyjoys screwed, she has dragons.
Exactly.
And Jaime himself just said, okay, that was just one dragon.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, you are fucked. Although, why did Daenerys only use the one dragon?
I guess that's how powerful she knew that dragon
she
would
didn't,
be.
She knew she didn't
she was
need
like,
all
the
of them.
It's just like a 10,000 people army. I only need one dragon.
She's that confident. To be honest, actually, the way that the dragon went, like, the way it all went down, she shouldn't have even needed the Dothraki.
Right.
But it was more, I think, a exhibition of her power to show them. Which is why she left some people alive.
Yeah.
And why it works that Jaime is alive, because he can go straight to Cersei and be like, yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah. Oh, there. Okay, that's why. Okay, so I feel like the dragons aren't really tamed necessarily like Drogon is, because she's his rider.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have riders with the dragons, so like who knows what they'll go off and do.
That would make sense, true.
She
can't control them the
right.
same way,
mm.
because that's what we need. John and
exactly.
potentially Tyrion for.
Which
is
I guess,
a whole other
there you go.
Conversation.
That takes you into
that. So she didn't feel the same way, but the minute that we see John pet Drogon, that Drogon recognizes him as a Targaryen, you assume, that he seems to know that obviously to me harken back to when Tyrion like made friendly with the other two, Viserion and Rhaegon. When they were locked up beneath Meereen.
Yeah.
Because they're literally the only two other people we've ever seen pet these dragons, right?
Now, did they make a big deal about Tyrion being friendly with the dragon? I can't remember.
He goes down there by himself.
Uh-huh.
And he lets them loose. Or he goes and lets them loose. He's the one who unchains them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one lets him. Yeah. And then the other one presents itself to be loosened.
Huh.
And then he leaves and he's like, don't let me ever do that again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're scared shitless. We saw Jon shaking as he was about to pet it. Because, he's scared shitless.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they've made a huge deal of him being able to.
Okay, well, I really hope it does not mean he's a secret Targaryen. Because I think it's, like, already, like, with Jon, it made sense because they put in the seeds from the very beginning. Like, you've always been expecting that kind of reveal. But then, like, to have a secondary reveal, like, also, like, oh, hello.
That's the only thing that has me skeptical, because they didn't, I feel like the books did hint at it as a possibility more.
Yeah, no? Like, of Tyrion being, I feel like the only hint, really, aside from just, like, you know, generally, like, oh, well, his dad hates him, and that's an explanation for why his dad hates him, and also, like, he said he used to dream of dragons. So there's that. But that could foreshadow him being a dragon rider without being a Targaryen, right? Like, that's the dragons, true. Like, because it's, like, the Targaryens controlled the land because people believe that only they could bond with dragons.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that that's the truth, right? Because then that would just reinforce the, like, oh, well, they are superior to other people, and therefore they should be ruling, you know? And, like, I feel like
which is actually something Dany doesn't want.
Right.
As much as she wants to be queen, she's trying to get rid of the hierarchy to an extent.
Right. She wants, I mean, she wants to earn it and not necessarily... Yeah.
She wants to prove that she's worthy of it, not just, I am a bloodline.
And I just feel like, in terms of, like, as an author, I don't feel like Germ?
Are we going to call him Germ? I like that. Let's call him Germ.
I don't feel like Germ wants to actually propagate that idea, right? It's not so that's why I would imagine that there's got to be some element of, like, the dragon trusts, like, if, for example, like, Daenerys trusts Tyrion, so the dragon trusts Tyrion. You know, like, I don't know.
But dragons have never approached Jorah, and she obviously trusts. Yeah. Although it's iffy whether or not, she trusts him.
Right, right. I mean, but I guess
it's Miss Andy.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like they haven't.
It's not the same.
They haven't, like, gone down to be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, like, can I pet you? So it has been tested.
Or maybe they have, right? And we just didn't see it.
Right, exactly. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. So, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if D&D do it. I feel like there's no way George was going to do it. But I wouldn't be surprised if D&D do.
Oh, that'd be weird. You think they'd make that big of a change?
I mean, because I don't believe anyone's going to end up riding that dragon, I don't think it matters. Like, that dragon's going to die. So...
Yeah, because this is our other theory, and we may have mentioned it before, is that one of those dragons is going to be turned by the Night King.
Yeah.
And is going to... Yeah. That we're going to have white dragon.
Right, yeah, exactly. So... And it's not going to be Jon's dragon, because Jon gets everything. Jon's the Prince of Promise. Jon is king of the North.
Or is he?
Yeah. So his dragon will be fine. So if Tyrion gets a dragon, it will be dead. So it doesn't matter if he's a dragon.
I still think it's Drogon that's going to go down.
Really?
I think it would be actually, like, because it would be so much worse. That's not just a dragon.
It would
it's
be more
the
emotional.
One that she's
you're right. And it would be her
that
dragon.
Connected to. Yeah. And they've already talked about, like, there's a weird sexual thing, which is really creepy.
Ew. What?
And, yeah, I mean...
That's right. You did mention that.
Yeah, it's the one that... Yeah, I know. It's the one that's named after her husband, and they actually use, like, sex noises of tortoises for his sound or something. Yeah. I'm like, that's so gross.
I mean, then it's sort of like a part of her dies, and then that, like, makes it more likely that she'll die in the final whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I still think there's a really, really good chance that we're going to end this show with Daenerys helping win, against the Night King, against Cersei, whoever, but that she's never going to see the throne because she dies.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. It's either that or she and Jon rule together.
Who lives, who
together.
Dies, who tells your story.
Yeah.
Yes, either Jon and Dany rule together or she dies and then...
He has to rule.
He rules, yeah.
Yeah. One or the other.
I know. It makes me sad, like, because it's, like, on the one hand, it's, like, I don't want Dany to die because I want there to be a lady ruler. But then I'm, like, well, Sansa will be king of the North, so there'll still be a lady somewhere.
We'll still have the female representation.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sansa.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Oh, that's right.
So, Arya sees through her and sees that, you know, no matter what Sansa says, there's something more to what she wants than... Because Arya
can see
the light. She's the lie whisperer or something. I don't know.
I feel like Arya is still working with the idea that she has of Sansa. Which is like, oh, well, you like nice things. Or like, you want this. So it's like, even if it's true that Sansa is like laying plans for the possibility that she will have to be the ruler, like, she would have to as the person in that position. So it's,
she's smart to do that.
Yeah.
Not that she wants to take over.
It's not like she wants to kill John. Yeah. But
better not.
Yeah. So it's like, so it's hard to watch them be at odds, but at the same time, at least you knew that that was going to happen because when they were like 9 and 11, they were like that. And it's like,
they're never going to be like close friends. That's not their relationship. And I mean, you do see to an extent Sansa like seeing Arya a different way too. Mm-hmm. That, you know, she was, Arya tells her straight out, I was going to go kill Cersei, and she just laughs at her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until Bran says something, because creepy Bran.
Yeah.
But she's like, wait a minute, what? This is real?
Yeah, and then she's just fighting with Bran, and then she's like, all right, this is a little murderer. And so now, but that's also like, there is presumably more to Arya than being a murderer, but that's like what Sansa currently sees her at. Like, well, you can't just kill everyone, Arya. Okay? You gotta have some people.
It would just be really bad.
Yeah. So it's like they both point out each other's, I don't even know if you call it a flaw or whatever, but like they're like, okay, well, this is what you're about, right?
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, it's like, yeah, but there is more to the other person.
Except for Bran, who's just creepy and Bran's detached, and there's, he's a tree, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a tree.
He's a tree, he's a raven. I felt weird
mm-hmm.
the way, like, there's no other way it could have been done, but the way that John's like, he just gets a thing and he's like, I thought Bran and Arya were dead.
Yeah. He didn't even have any happiness in there.
I know. He's just like, I don't even get to be happy because this shit's happening. Right.
Like, thanks, Bran.
That was
Bran.
I was like, it's not, and actually knowing that, I mean, I guess that's why Sansa got so many great moments with everybody because nobody's going to get with each other. Because it's not going to be as powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John knows that they're both alive. So it's like, it's great to see you for the first time in forever, but it's like, yeah, but it would have been really cool for the audience if this is the first time they see each other and they all thought each other was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of sad.
I know. I wonder why they did it that way. Like, cause I mean, like, I feel like Arya and Bran could have gotten there, like, an episode earlier before John left. But then he has to just be like, hugs, cries, all right, gotta go.
Arya probably would have gone with John.
Yeah, I guess it's true, yeah.
And honestly, the main reason is the minute Bran and John meet, you have to assume he's going to find out his parentage.
But that's
parentage.
The thing, like, why'd he get to, he sent the letter being like, hey, this is happening in Eastwatch, but he can't be like, also, you're a Targaryen.
Because that's not important.
Yeah, I guess it's
probably, I guess.
Yeah, I guess Bran is, like, in the grand scheme of things.
And the only reason he didn't go home first is Winterfell's on the wrong side of the fucking country, or it's like in the middle of the country. And Eastwatch is actually, it's a little more feasible that they got from Dragonstone to Eastwatch. It's not that far.
Right.
Compared to everything else. That you can believe that happens in a relatively short period of time. As opposed to everything else where you're like, okay, it's been 3 minutes and they just traveled 6 months worth of ship time.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's this season. Like we said, it's going, we're getting through all of the time.
Yeah, they're just burning oil or whatever, burning fuel. Okay, so Littlefinger is currently using the distrust that already exists between Sansa and Arya to play them off each other and to make Arya. Yep. Yeah. So he leaves a little letter there.
And so the question is, do we think Arya believes it?
I hope she doesn't, because I feel like she can't be that dumb to fall for that.
Yeah, I really, like, he's doing a really good job playing off, she's got to be going stir crazy. There's nothing really for her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to be off killing people. She wants to finish off her list. There's still a few people left. So he is smart enough to see enough of that to know, you know, he knows how to play people. He's really good at that, unfortunately. Yeah. So you have to believe that he could, in a way, get her to, but at the same time,
then we see that she already doesn't believe Sansa.
Yes.
Like, she already mistrusts her. So it wouldn't take much for her to be like, ha, see, I was right about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but that was me in season one, Arya.
Yeah, that was a lot, I mean, that was like 8 years ago now or something in the storyline, I don't know. Considering it's been like 20 years in this
20 years.
In this season, it feels like it.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been. But considering how much time has gone through, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long it's actually supposed to have been in this storyline.
I would imagine like 4 years or 5 years.
You think it's only that much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it might be more in the show, but in the books, it would just be like,
it
wouldn't be that much, that long, but.
Two of them take place at the same time, right?
Yeah. Which four and five take place
really
at the same time.
Confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Really annoying. And I'm really glad I wasn't one who was waiting between the two books trying to find, like, but what about this person?
Right. Oh, that would have been horrible.
I'm really sorry. That's the one way I'm glad I didn't read the books until after the show. I think we're supposed to think that Arya believes, and it, but I think they're, it would be more interesting to turn it on its head and be like, she's like, I'm not that stupid.
Yeah.
She's trained to see when people are lying.
Yeah. It would be awesome if we think that she believes it, but then it's like actually off screen, both Arya and Sansa know that this is going on. And yeah. They're like, aha, Littlefinger.
Yeah.
You believed us believing it.
Yeah.
But that won't happen, because...
We only have 2 episodes left, and whatever it is, you think it'd be resolved this season, right?
Yeah, I feel like it will. I feel like Littlefinger has to go. Like, one thing I'm positive about is that Littlefinger has to go before the Night's King comes, basically. Just because it's a distraction from... You can't be wondering about, like, court shit when you actually have to battle the ice monster.
Yeah, because, like, that's the only real reason... That Dany didn't just, all right, I'll go with you north of the wall, is that she's like, well, but I still have to worry about Cersei. Mm. She's still down here. This is still a problem.
Right.
She's just going to use her, what little power I have right now, if I leave. So you get rid of Littlefinger and Cersei, who are the only ones still actually playing that game completely, who are devoted to that game.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you can move to the Night King and that... Freaking a huge zombie army that's about to
it's
cross the
wall. It's hard to imagine Cersei going down this season, because there's only 2 episodes left.
I know.
So, like, that's a little difficult, but Littlefinger, he's just one dude. So, like, I feel like he's not king of anything yet.
If Cersei doesn't go down this season, she goes down really soon season, though.
For sure. Because they can't be in the final pieces. Because it's like, if Dany finally did pull up her army and go north to battle, while Cersei is in has a semblance of power, then she's just gonna fucking raise everything to the ground or whatever, and then you really will be king of the ashes, right? Because it's like, she'll just murder everyone, and then what are you fighting for? Everyone's already...
Everybody's dead. Just go over to... let them have Westeros and be like, we're going to Essos. Fuck this shit.
So that's why you gotta get rid of her.
I mean, Essos looked... Well, there's a lot of desert over there, I guess. But otherwise, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be getting the winter somehow. Right. I'm like, how does that... The weather patterns and shit on this show make absolutely no sense. So I guess we shouldn't even be trying to have that discussion.
But can you imagine having to store enough grain for years of winter?
Yeah.
Like, how is that going to happen?
We can't really store it for a winter. Let alone, there's a reason that whenever we have expansions of the polar ice caps, lots of people die.
Right. So, Westeros don't make sense.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, Suicide Squad. But good, as people have been saying on the internet. Seriously, worst plan ever? Worst plan ever.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes sense in a way, but you've got, like, 6 people... And that was a fucking huge army that Bran saw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jon saw how many people just at Harrenhal were turned.
Right.
And he's obviously collected more than that. That's not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How does Jon think that they're going to survive this?
Are they literally just gonna, like, cross the border of the wall and then just, like, you're dipping your toe in and then, like, you just wait for one, shoot it. Just like,
it's like, but they don't move that way. They move in huge groups, and that's what Bran told him is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is interesting. I'm like, I don't know what their plan is. You're right. Like,
they think they can be sneaky. I don't.
Maybe
they're
just like expecting like
If these were normal zombies who just like shuffle along, maybe. But those zombies run. So
those zombies are just like people, but evil. They're just like brain eating people,
led by the actual White Walkers who are.
Sentient,
they're
whatever.
Creepy, but they've obviously got brains going on, some kind.
Yeah,
just super fucking creepy.
It's true. That is, I mean, and then they have to go there and then bring it back, and then they're gonna try to convince Cersei with it, as if Cersei cares.
She doesn't care. I don't think they get that part. But the theory that I saw this morning that has me very upset.
Uh-oh.
Because of the whole like, who's gonna fucking out of those 6 people, who's gonna live?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Jorah is going to be turned, because he would be the most, like, can you imagine a way to get Dany really truly invested that's better than having this one person who has been with her since the very first episode, So however many years that's been. And yes, she sent him away, but he kept coming back. So right. She knows he's dedicated to her. I mean, she knows he's in love with her. And to have that be the person that turns, she would go batshit and be like, okay, dragons, let's go.
Right. I feel like why Jorah is safe is the grayscale, right? Yeah. Because they gave him grayscale, and then they cured him of grayscale. So, like, aside from, like, oh, we need to give Ian Glenn a break, there's no reason to do that unless there's some plot reason that's developing, right?
Yeah.
And didn't Sam say something about grayscale somehow being relevant to fighting White Walkers? Did I make this up?
I think we've talked about, like, that being a possibility, because it's, why else would you, like, it could be that and maybe we'll see him almost turn, but that protects him in some way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I could see that being it, too.
But that'd be interesting. Like, the grayscale, like, rejects the walker.
Somehow they can't, whatever it is, can't penetrate him. And then it's like, well, now we gotta give everybody grayscale to, like, save us all.
Grayscale vaccination. You got the grayscale in you, but you don't have the grayscale.
Sam, I hope you can do large I hope you don't get squeamish, because you're gonna be doing lots and lots of these removals.
I do think, who do I think is most likely to die?
Because we've got, okay, so John is not dying.
Right.
Gendry was just introduced. Exactly.
You're not going to bring him in to kill him off. Hound has to...
We need Cleganebowl. Mm-hmm. Unless you kill him and it's undead Cleganebowl.
Right, both of them undead.
Yeah.
Both of them undead.
Yeah, oh, exactly. God. See, that would be interesting. But it's more... I think it's more interesting if it's one living and one is... I don't know, whatever the fuck mountain is right now. That's interesting, because if you think about it, Cersei has proof right there. The undead can, or the dead can come back somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what Qyburn did, but...
But I guess she's like Frankenstein and...
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
I do think it's going to be either Thoros or Beric. But it depends. There's like one of two ways.
It could be the way that Beric finally dies.
Yeah, like it could be like one of those two die because they're kind of, even if you like them, they're irrelevant to the plot.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, we'll just have the person die so that you can prove it. Or, like you said... The most important person, Dany, will die to give her more fire. But I do feel like because Dany wants to be a just ruler and wants to do whatever, as long as she has any proof, she's going to be motivated to go.
Yeah, that's true.
And she is motivated by the D, right? Like, John's not going to give it to her unless she goes up north.
He's got a really one-track mind, and she wants in his pants.
Yeah.
So...
Even, like... Okay, you know how everyone's been saying, like, oh, John's, like, hilariously, like, obsessed with it. Especially, like, when he read that letter, and it was like, oh, you don't look happy. And he's like, Bran and Arya are alive, but the Night's King! I was like...
There are White Walkers coming!
John, Jesus! Like, Arya's your favorite person in the world.
We should care about that a little bit more. Yeah,
I mean, it was probably, like, a letter from Sansa that was like, Bran's a tree, Arya's a murderer, and the dead are coming.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, well then.
I could see... This Thoros, is it?
Thoros is the priest guy.
He's good.
Done. I mean, he's not gonna make it to the end.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're both gonna. But him and Beric are gonna die. This will be what the Beric's the one that keeps coming back, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is what he's kept him alive for.
Yeah,
he's gonna die in this fight.
Exactly.
Really awesome flaming sword, because that looks pretty rad.
There you go.
What about Tormund?
Oh, that's fine.
I
forgot about Tormund.
I go back and forth on him.
Shit.
Because it's like. Honestly, his purpose is kind of served.
Yeah.
Brienne's not going to fucking care, even though he...
cares about Brienne, but she don't care about him.
Like, but they told us that didn't matter, and that was just a thing that the actors did.
Yeah.
And then they had that line. It was like, the tall woman. Like, wait, what?
So you added that in.
Yeah. Anyway, his story's kind of done, except that he is the leader of the free folk.
If you want to continue, or you want to, like, show us future relations with the free folk, then you've got to have the second in command or whatever.
Yeah, because otherwise we know none of them, right? There's none that... I really liked the woman that they killed at Harrenholm. I was like, why did you have to kill her? She was rad.
Yeah.
But you needed to make us care about somebody and then kill them. And of course, it's going to be a woman, because that's what we do, right?
But yeah, so I feel like maybe Tormund hopefully is safe for a little bit longer, but...
But then that's an awful lot of them getting away.
Yeah.
And somebody... So we're saying Beric and Thoros, we think, are the only ones who are going to die?
Yeah. I feel like they're getting more conservative as, well, that's a lie after the Sept.
How many characters do we lose?
They blew their wad in that one, and then they got to wait till the...
And then we kill all the Sand Snakes, which nobody on the... Yeah, nobody who's like a casual fan who doesn't read the books liked anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't like them anyway, so they didn't care. And we killed Olenna. Like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. We've lost a lot
of
people.
That's true. But I feel...
We've lost two major houses.
Yeah. That's true. I guess I just feel like not that many people in that group need to die.
Three,
just because...
The Tarleys. Oh, Tarleys. Sam, that's, I guess.
Yeah, but the Tarleys aren't really major. And yeah, Sam's gotta give Gilly another baby so that he can continue his house.
Yeah,
that one's
apparently.
Not, I think he's forgotten, but that one's not his.
Yeah. So. I don't think he realizes that, yeah.
That's all right. You know what? Adopted families are just as real
they are just as real.
So it's fine.
Fuck it.
It's still going to be a Tarly child.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They also called him Baby Sam. His name is Sam.
Because
in the book, his name is Monster. So.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Called him Monster.
Oh, my. That's awful.
So, yeah. What? Also, super sad, in the book, John switches Monster with Dala's baby, another wildling baby.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
So it's not even, Gilly's just taking care of another baby, and her baby's going to be sacrificed. That's if that right. ever happens. We don't know if we're going to get them, because it still hasn't happened. It's just waiting to happen.
Lots of things waiting to happen in those books, because they're never, ever going to finish.
Right.
If it's right.
Anyway, so aside from suspended animation, I do think that it's like, we don't need that many people to die, just because there's from what we started with, so few characters left.
Yeah.
And we gotta save some deaths for the actual battles, right?
Yeah, because lots of people are gonna die next year.
Yeah.
Final season, well, whenever the final season airs.
As long as Gendry makes it. I know he won't, but I just want Gendry. Gendry and Sansa have got to live.
I could see Gendry making it after the last episode when they put so much emphasis on mirroring him and John with their fathers.
Yeah. And I someone's gonna be a Baratheon if he is legitimized by John or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I could actually see Gendry surviving this. And then, you know, Arya dumping his bones.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. I saw an interview with Joe Dempsey, and so I'm sure you know this or can imagine this. When he was first on the show in seasons 1 through 3, people were always asking about Gendry and Arya, and he was like, I don't, you know.
She's like 2.
Yeah, I don't want that in my life.
Yeah.
And so now he's like, yeah, you know, like before, like, because she was 14, and I was like, I don't. But now I'm like, oh, you know, we'll see where they go. We'll see.
She grew up. Exactly. It's a possibility.
He was like, what was I supposed to say? Yeah, I can't wait for us to hook up. But now I'm like, oh, okay.
It would have been, it was a little creepy because it was like, he's quite a bit older than she is.
Like,
I think he was only supposed to be like 16.
Yeah,
but...
exactly. He's like 16 max in the book, but instead he's a 25-year-old man. So
he's a lot older and it's creepy.
And she already had like the little boyish look. So it's it's very, but now she looks grown and is grown. And
yeah.
You know, now they're not going to do more than like peck, so
it's
fine.
No, it's totally okay. Which, speaking of Gendry, that was a great reveal. And that was hilarious because the minute Davos walks into the area, I was like, oh my God, he's been there the whole time. He literally went back.
Yeah.
He just went back. And that was a great idea because it's true. Because it's like, Cersei wasn't the one who was looking for him anyway. It was actually Joffrey that actually sent all the sent people to kill all of the bastards.
And now Joffrey's gone. The Gold Cloaks have short memories.
Cersei doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
She feels secure enough that she's sleeping with Jaime in her bed, and everybody gets to see that. And she's going to tell them that this maybe baby is...
maybe baby.
Is actually her brother's. Mm-hmm. So she just doesn't have care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She just figures it's all burning down. Why not just let it burn down?
Exactly. So yeah, so no, it was a good idea, and I love that they had Davos be like, I thought you'd still be rowing. I thought you'd going to still be rowing.
I was like, oh, nice little nudge. Yeah. It's like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Remember that joke? Yes, that was cute.
The joke that never ended. Now it's finally ended.
Now it's over.
Yeah, he's not rowing anymore.
It's kind of sad that it's over.
Yeah, but I'm happy to see Gendry, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
But Davos was so great this episode. He had so many zingers.
Yeah.
And the
it's not like I have lived to a ripe old age or anything. It's like, he just, Davos gives no fucks. It's great.
And Davos you gotta have, the one sane man, right, in the sea of crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right.
It's not gonna be anybody else. It's Davos is the only one. He's like, I don't know, fuck these people. Who lives?
Hopefully he lives as, the Horatio, right? He, like, goes on to
Davos
be, like...
Davos is not allowed to die.
Right.
That's just... That's my one... I think it used to be Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, like, Davos.
Yeah. No, but I was about to say, like, Tyrion used to be, like, the straight man in the midst of things. And now it's, like, he's already gone with the with the wind, too.
Coming up with dumb ideas.
Yeah, so Davos is...
Underestimating his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tyrion's not having a good run right now.
Nope. Nope.
Speaking of Tyrion...
Mm-hmm.
That meeting with Jaime.
Yeah.
I can't believe he actually convinced him, like, that easy. And Jaime didn't just, like, tackle him. He's like, I did say I was gonna rip you in half.
Yeah.
Just goes to show he does love him.
Yeah, of course. Like, Jaime and Tyrion love each other, and now that Jaime knows for sure that it wasn't Tyrion who killed Joffrey, doesn't really care about Tywin, so.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Tywin didn't really respect
either
Jaime
of them. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
He wanted what he wanted from him. Which was to give up the Gold Cloak and just take his rightful place as heir of Casterly Rock.
Yep.
And that was, he didn't care that that's not what Jaime wanted.
Right. And that also shows some short-term planning. Like, even Tywin, who was supposed to be, like, the master planner, like, he had completely alienated the son that was gonna have to be the heir.
Yeah.
Right? And
he hated him that much.
Yeah, he hated him so much that he alienated him. He didn't have an heir now. He doesn't touch, because Jaime was the Gold Cloak, and then Cersei was actually popping out Lannister kids. That he would have abhorred. So, yes. That was dumb too, Tywin.
Seriously. But Bronn was the one who brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels weird that Cersei knew.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not, was she gonna kill Bronn? Because, like, if I were Bronn, I would have been on that ship with Tyrion back out of there. I'd been like, you know what? But he's so determined to get his castle from Jaime.
Right.
He lost his gold. Mm-hmm. You've got to assume that he doesn't have the gold anymore. Mm-hmm. He lost it during that fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he needs something.
Yeah. You gotta have that castle.
But you saw those dragons. If you were Bronn, wouldn't you be like, I'm gonna get on that bitch's side? Because, like, she's got dragons and we're
and
fucked.
You know, Bronn would do that. Bronn always gets with the winning team.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's doing right now.
It doesn't actually make sense, does it?
Yeah.
Especially, did you hear that, what's his face, the actor who plays him, said his, mailman won't talk to him after he shot the dragon. I was like, that's hilarious.
That's so cute.
People don't know how to dissociate.
That's so funny. But yeah, so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Bronn just randomly pops up on his own at Daenerys' place next episode. You know?
Be like, I'm with her. Maybe when they bring the white, whoever it is, or whatever it is,
oh, yeah,
to Cersei, Bronn will be like, seeing the lay of the land, and maybe he'll by then know that Cersei's fucking really crazy and gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Probably. And be like, you know what? I'm gonna go with this bitch. But then again, I don't think Bronn will want to fight the White Walkers.
That's true. He won't lift a finger, so.
No. That's not his MO.
Yeah.
There's no... He's not in it for the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And the... He doesn't care.
I mean, it would just be, like, literally, if there's a White Walker in front of him, obviously he will fight it. He won't just die. But he's not
It would make more sense for him to just be like, I'm off to Essos. Fuck
That's
you guys.
True. That's
actually,
true.
It really would.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the other thing I saw the other day, somebody was talking about, Cersei paying off her debt to the Iron Bank.
Oh, yeah.
That they were like, that's actually probably the stupidest thing she could have done.
Mm.
Because... While they owed that much money, the Iron Bank had to support them.
In order
because,
to get that money back.
Yeah, they weren't going to see their debt paid off otherwise.
Right.
But now, they've paid it off, and they can just wash their hands and be like...
Yeah, that's true. They don't need to give you more
money. If
you
were them,
yeah.
You're investing in the most likely winner, because you need to get your investment. They're going to invest in Daenerys,
I wonder if that will actually be a thing, if that'll actually happen.
Or we'll just never see Mark Gatiss again.
All right, thanks, bye.
We got our money. Peace out.
What
Have
a great storyline.
Yeah. What was the point of that if that's all it was, right?
Right.
It would make more sense if... But it depends. Do we think we're really going to see an actual real battle with Cersei?
I mean, I feel like...
Do we think, Jaime's going to have to kill... Like, the White's going to be there. She's not going to go for it. He's going to have to kill her that soon? I don't know. It's not
I don't think that.
No.
Yeah. And I feel like he wouldn't kill her for that reason.
Yeah, she'd have to go fucking crazy in the next episode, basically.
It'd have to be...
It's not going to be that fast.
Because, like, he already, like, she murdered everyone at the set, and he was like, well...
Yeah.
It's cool, I guess.
She won't talk about Tommen, I guess.
Yeah. I was... I guess I was a little disappointed in her lack of reaction to Tommen's death. Like, I would have expected... I mean, I guess it's made her colder, maybe, you know? Made her give less fucks?
I'm guessing it's more just detachment because she knew the prophecy. Oh. And when Myrcella died, she knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just... But what's interesting is the prophecy says when you've drowned in your tears,
mm-hmm.
that's when... And so it's like, so somebody was saying that it could be if she really is pregnant and she miscarries,
mm-hmm.
that's like what finally pushes her over. And that's when she goes so crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's like, cause she hasn't cried at all
right.
for any of them. Has she?
I don't think so. I mean,
I don't think we've seen her cry.
She may have cried for Joffrey, but she definitely didn't cry for Myrcella or Tommen.
She just... Close herself off.
Yeah, I mean, completely. She was really mad about Myrcella, and then she closed herself off after with Tommen. Because I think with Tommen, it's like, she knows that's her fault.
Yeah,
like,
that's totally on
her. He killed himself and because of what she did.
Yeah.
So she's just has no emotion, no reaction to that.
So the only way she can survive
mm-hmm.
that is to just close her emotions off and not deal with it, not address it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, she would fall apart mm-hmm. if she was human. Which, you know, that's a question.
Aw.
I don't know.
She's just a, you know, not a great human, but she's a human. Unfortunately, we know that humans are capable of...
Really, really horrible things. Yep. Unfortunately.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Anything else that we gotta cover on this? Jon Daenerys gonna fuck. And I'm gonna cringe, but that's
alright. Let me see, I'm going through my list. Nope, I think we're pretty... Oh! the biggest one of the whole thing! I'm like, wait a minute! John is legit.
Oh, duh! John is legitimate.
The biggest, what the fuck
we,
moment
just
of the
like Samwell, we just skip right over it when Gilly was telling us.
How could we not talk about that? That was the best, because, like, as soon as Gilly said it, I was like, oh my god, oh my god, and I turned to Matt, and I saw him, like, not getting it, and then he was like, and I was like, there we go.
The light bulb went off.
Yeah, I was like, how did you not get that?
Mm-hmm.
I think because of, I think it was, he
the
didn't.
The way she pronounced
Rhaegar. The way she pronounced Rhaegar. And he wasn't really thinking, he was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, annulment, that means they got married.
Right.
All right, he says, yeah. So he I was like, if they're, annulment. He an old one.
Mm-hmm.
But that is weird because in the books, we're assuming it's just going to be a polygamous relationship because the Targaryens did practice polygamy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it still would be, like, an issue, like, polygamy hadn't been practiced for however many years, so Rhaegar would have to be like, listen, I'm Rhaegar, therefore,
he thought he was the prince that
exactly,
was promised.
Exactly, so you gotta find someone who agrees with him and be like, alright, cool, I'm gonna make that happen for
you.
But yeah, an annulment, like, the way that they just left, because it's like, it sounds like so, like, modern, like, oh, they got it annulled, and like, that's not a thing in Westeros.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't get it annulled. Like, otherwise... Tyrion and Sansa could have gotten their marriage annulled because they didn't even have sex.
Yeah.
But.
Exactly.
But instead, Sansa's a bigamist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Through no fault of her own.
So. But what's interesting is the discussion of whether or not. So Sam brushed it off, but he also didn't. Even if he had been listening and actually paying attention, he didn't really understand the ramifications
right.
of what he's hearing.
Even if he had read it himself, he wouldn't have known it was John.
Yeah, because it doesn't say anything about
right.
a kid.
It doesn't say what woman, even. It just says another
it just says he married somebody else.
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
Right. So, yeah, maybe there was more if Gilly had kept talking, but, like, from what
true.
We heard, it still would... It was just for the audience. He wouldn't have gotten it from that.
Yeah, so... Unless they took that book with them,
mm-hmm.
which it's hard to believe they would have, considering he was like, I don't care about a bunch how many shits people are taking. Like,
right. Maybe Gilly took it because she likes reading it.
Yeah, she was already reading the book.
That would have to be the reason.
That could be a reason. But, and so the question is, was that an aside just to be like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the audience who would get it and what that means? Or is somebody going to actually find out later? Because I thought if it was going to be revealed, that I didn't even think Bran was going to be the one to say something. I thought it was going to be either Littlefinger or Varys somehow know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew everything.
Right.
Right? And so, or I guess you could, well, no, why would the Maester at Winterfell have anything? There'd be no reason to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Basically, I figured it was going to be Littlefinger or Varys. Mm-hmm. And now I don't think it will be.
Right. I mean, I think it would make sense if, like, because, you know, like, you say a thing and then it's randomly produced later, like at the crucial moment, and you didn't even think that it was gonna come. Yeah. So like if Bran does tell Jon, and people are like, well, that doesn't make sense, I don't believe you. Or even if it was true, you're still a bastard, you're not legitimate, so yeah, it's irrelevant. And then Gilly would be like, oh, wait, that's what this sentence
that's
means.
That's what that meant. Wait a minute, I read this thing.
Yeah.
She just happens to be there when Bran's telling John.
Yeah, she's randomly there, and she has the book, and she's like, no, wait, look at this. And, like, but now that everyone is just, you know, like, who would have thought that Gendry and John would be hanging out with the Hound, you know, like people
and
Jorah,
everybody's hanging out now.
Just an odd collection of people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So it's very possible.
So that's entirely possible. Mm-hmm. I guess, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. If Dany finds out, does she believe it?
Right.
And does she accept it?
Exactly.
Because it means that her claim is no longer valid.
Uh-huh. I maintain
she's second in line.
That they're gonna bone. And then find out that they're related.
And then be like, well, we're Targaryens.
Exactly. So but they'll find with that. They'll be like, then find out that he's legitimate.
And that's the when they have the problem. Exactly. And it's like, that's well, but he doesn't really want to be king.
Exactly. He don't even want
it. And she sure as fuck wants to be queen. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't necessarily want it for that reason.
Right.
But she's willing to take it for that reason.
So then he'll bend the knee to propose a marriage.
And it's all back. Yeah.
And then we'll vomit. It's okay.
It doesn't bother me as much, and that really weirds me out. I mean, and I think it's because I've watched just too much of Jaime and
honestly,
Cersei.
Honestly, the incest isn't even what bothers me.
Yeah.
I like, and throw stones, but I really find them to be the weakest actors in the entire cast.
Yeah.
So, like, their scenes together are just, like, a vacuum suck to me. Yeah. Just, like, I care about Jon in terms of, like, his family. Or in terms of the Night's Watch. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
And now that Gendry's there, well, now I care about Jon in terms of Gendry. And I care about Dany. It's like, I care about her, like, in relation to Meereen. You know, I care about her quest for Westeros. But, like, in terms of her romantic relationships, the only one I ever cared about was Drogo. Because Jace Momoa. But even that, you know, it's like... Like, you don't really want it. Because it's like, it's rape. So it's like,
So I have a hard time with that relationship. It's like, I don't really like the idea of the, I fell in love with
like
my
Stockholm
rapist.
Syndrome. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, I can't root for it, but it was, like, compelling. Because he was compelling enough for it. But with what's his face? With either of them. I can't remember his name. the guy that he was two actors playing.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I forgot his name.
It was
too.
Like, blah, blah.
Dario,
yes, Dario. Thank you.
Naharis.
So, blah,
Dario
and Naharis. It's like, more of that with Jon, because it's just, like, he, like, blank faces her, and then she, like, blank faces him, and you're like, all right, just smush your blank faces together. I get it.
Except for the part where she did, like, I saw somebody caption the picture of her looking, while she's still astride Drogon,
There you go.
Anyway, while she's still astride Drogon, that she looks at Jon as he's petting the dragon, and somebody captioned with, "Oh my God, he's good with kids," and I was like, "That's hilarious. That's perfect.
Because those are her kids.
That is totally perfect." Every time she's like, "They are my children," I'm like, I have to remember that people talk that way about their dogs, too. So, and it's weird still, but I have to remember that.
You're like, biologically, are they your children?
Not so much, but I guess if you don't have any for her, that's how it is.
And so,
but I know people who put their dogs first on their Christmas cards over the kids because the dog's older.
Oh, that's so funny.
That weirds me out because I'm like, yeah, but still your dog and your kid, actual person. Just saying.
Dogs are people, too.
Sometimes I like dogs.
Right. I was so person. The last, or not necessarily the last, I have no idea. But the question is, we know that Dany can't have kids, except for, like, Miri Mazdoor or whatever said something like, when the sun sets in the west, or sets in the east, I don't know my directions. I tried to figure it out earlier.
So that's where it's not supposed to set.
Exactly. And some other random things.
It's gonna be that she's, like, up north of the wall, and there's lots of ice, and it looks like it's setting on one side when it's, like, the reflection.
There
that's gonna be the fucking...
There you go.
And then they bone.
And then they bone. And she gets her period. She doesn't get her period, or whatever. She's like, oh, I'm pregnant. The D was that good.
Yeah.
New Targaryen incest babies. Are in the world. Because whenever, from the first moment I heard that prophecy, I was like, I feel like it does, like, because obviously she takes it mean, okay, so never, right? Thanks, yeah. I get it, never.
It's like, but it's going to happen somehow.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it has to mean something.
Yeah. She'll see it, the reflection on the wall or yeah. something, I don't know, something stupid, and you'll be like, and the sun just set, not right. where it's supposed like, to.
The day, the day that we randomly see the prophecy in the previously.
Yes, we'll be like, oh, that's going to be important. Although they did a really good job of, uh-huh. they didn't show Gendry.
Yeah, but his name was in the credits.
Oh, I
so that's totally,
that.
I mean, quote unquote, ruined it for me. But like, because every episode I stare for Sophie Turner's name because I got to make sure she's in the episode.
And then you're like, oh,
and I was
no.
like, Joe Dempsey! I started screaming. But so then, of course, once Davos was like, I have something to do in Flea Bottom, I was like, oh, he has to do Gendry. But yeah.
I was just excited because I was like, Eastwatch, it's a new place. I was like, Pike's not there. Eastwatch, oh my God.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yep. All right. I think this time we actually did hit everything.
Yeah.
So we got, I think we got it all.
All right.
We didn't forget anything really important, like John is legitimate. I can't believe we almost
Thank
forgot
goodness.
That. Anyway. So we're going to briefly talk about something else. Our foreign topic, because Game of Thrones doesn't count because it's made by an American company, even though it's totally filmed and all the actors are actually British. But that's okay. Northern Ireland is part of Britain's, or
there
the
you
UK,
go.
So I can say British. So I was like, wait a minute, am I getting that wrong? Anyway, even though Great Britain is actually the other island, but that's okay. That's a whole other discussion. So I just wanted to say, this weekend, if you're in the US, Endeavor season 4 is finally going to be airing on PBS. And that's ridiculously late, because I'm pretty sure it aired on ITV in January.
Oh, wow.
I think it aired, like, right after Sherlock did.
Oh, my God.
Because I remember everybody, I was like, everybody's all excited about Sherlock, and I'm just like, Endeavor's almost back. Mm-hmm.
So what are they endeavoring to do?
Well, Endeavor is the first name of the character.
Whoa!
Endeavor Morse.
I did not expect that. That is
yeah,
a
it's a weird name, right?
Yeah.
Endeavor Morse.
Okay.
It's a prequel to Inspector Morse, the really long-running...
Okay.
And so it takes place when he's still young and hot, because I have a crush on Sean Evans. I'm just
so he has
totally
to be
hot. Yes. I'm sorry. You're probably gonna look him up and be like, who's this guy? And be like, that she thinks that guy's hot, and it's like, yes, because I like pasty white British guys. Sorry, I just do. Anyway. So it's a prequel. So it is a cop drama, basically.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know why I love it so much. But it's really simple, and it's very clever, and it's just, I think it's 4 episodes a season.
Oh, wow.
Although the next one's going to be 6.
Okay.
They actually upped it for season 5.
But it's barely more than Sherlock.
And it's one of those shows where it's like, I don't know if we're ever going to see more. Like, Sean Evans actually refuses to sign on for more than one season at a time, because he just doesn't want to, like, commit to anything, basically.
Right.
He says that... It's something about he just, you know, he wants to know that it's going to end, and then, you know, maybe he'll recommit later.
Interesting.
But it actually got huge ratings in the UK this last time. It was like 6.38 million, which is a lot for the UK. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just, it is procedural, but it's deeper. And I love the relationships between him. It's before he's an inspector, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He was a detective constable. I think he finally got promoted at the end of last season. It was like a story over the 4 seasons.
Ah, okay.
And it's him and his relationship with
D.I. Thursday,
who is is over him.
Okay.
And they work together.
It's D.I. like detective inspector?
Yes.
Yes.
And the relationship that Morse has with Friday's family, including his daughter.
Oh, okay.
But it's an interesting story, but it's really, like, it's hard. It's, in some ways, it's tragic, because Morse never married.
Mm.
That's something you know from the original series.
Mm-hmm.
He never married. He was never happy. He actually becomes an alcoholic.
Sad.
And so it's tragic in that way, because it's like you're seeing the stages of going through
mm-hmm.
that. So, like, you know before he does that he's in love with
Joan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never going to go anywhere.
Right.
And it's really,
that's so sad.
I don't know. It's really, I don't know. I can't, it's really hard to describe, but it's, what's funny is Qyburn is actually their, the chief of police on the show. So it's always weird watching him. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. So it's just, every episode is a crime that he has to solve.
Uh-huh.
And they do overarching stories to an extent. there was a big, like, corruption case that they had to deal with at one point. And the most recent drama has been about
Joan
and just, like, her, like, drama. Just
okay.
Hard to get into it.
Her drama.
She has,
you know, women and their drama.
Basically, like, both of
Thursday
kids leave at the same time. Like, she just, I think his son goes off to the army or something, and she just disappears.
Oh.
So, and
Thursday
doesn't know she's leaving, but Morse figures it out, and, like, he's there, and he tries to kind of, and you know, it's basically that she knows he's in love with her, and that's when he's realized it, and it's just, I don't know, it's really depressing. That was the end of the season three. So the last season, the other story was trying to figure out where she was, and he does find her.
Okay.
And bring her home.
Okay, good.
But it is, it's really sad, but they're really clever, the murder mysteries, which is just kind of, you know, it's part of mystery on Masterpiece. They're clever, but although I do have to say, I think it wasn't this season. It was last season or season three. I think it was the first episode. I swear to God, I was like, so we're in The Great Gatsby right now, because it's totally a remake of The Great Gatsby. Like, it's blatant.
Oh my God.
And then, and I do have to say that the murder mystery in that one was really funny, because it was like, it was airing at the same time as Sherlock. And Sherlock makes a joke where they're like, it's never twins. And then on Endeavor, it was twins. And I was like, oh, I love you, but that's a really dumb story. but yeah, it's just, there's depth to it. There's really great acting. It's well written, but it's also, even though you're dealing with murder mysteries, it's kind of light, and it doesn't take itself as seriously as Sherlock does. It doesn't think it's as clever as Sherlock does.
I was going to ask, like, is it as clever as Sherlock?
I think.
And is it as clever, like,
clever.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah, it's clever, but it doesn't, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, see how great we are. It's much more subtle than that.
Okay.
It's much more subtle than Sherlock, and that's, I think, one of the things I love about it. And as much as I love Sherlock, I do, although the last few seasons of Sherlock, I feel like Endeavor gets better every season, and I felt like Sherlock got worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, because they put more effort into, and there's more love for the original source material. And I will say, I know a lot about the original source material, and I actually own the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
But I've never watched it. I think we watched the first episode. My dad used to watch it when I was a kid, so I think I watched it, like, sometimes when it was on the background, because it used to be on Masterpiece. But I don't know, like, I just know the general things. So it is interesting watching how a character gets to a certain place. And so I do find that interesting. And so this next season will take place in 1968. So you have a lot of that kind of, you know, the differences in. Right.
Now, did you get to watch the latest season?
Yes.
Okay. So you did see it.
I downloaded it from the UK. Sorry, Masterpiece. If I'm home, I'll try and watch it on YouTube. But
on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm like, but yes, I'm not gonna wait. Sorry.
Right. No.
We also have a Slingbox in the UK, which a Slingbox, it broadcasts over the internet. So I literally, at my husband's, my in-law's house, his parents' house, we have a Skybox, which is their satellite, dedicated to our Slingbox, which then means we go on our computer and we can control it and change the channel, and I can watch live British television.
That's pretty
whenever
cool.
I want it to. Yeah. It's very nice. It's very, very handy. So we do that, like, too, which is good, because they have really good, their music stations play music.
Oh, wow. That's
what
incredible.
A thought. You can actually watch videos on a music station. You don't have to go to YouTube for it.
Right.
It's kind of nice.
I can't, I'm mind blown. It's been so long since I could do that.
Yeah.
For a couple years after the U.S. stopped in Peru, they would still have music channels, you know, like, but I think even that's gone by the wayside.
The UK has, like, I don't know, there's like 10 of them, I think. Yeah. And it's so you can look at different, like, you know which ones you want to watch based on what kind of music you like. Or they have, like, hours, you know. There's, like, 3 or 4 MTVs, and then there's just other music
channels,
too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, you know, because do we have any that play music anymore? We used to have M2, but I don't even think that's
it. I feel like if you go to, like, the, like, 500s or whatever number it is where, like, they actually play music, sometimes they'll, like, there'll be, like, little box that's, like, playing the music video.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think there's any, like, actual music video channels anymore. But tell us if there is, and we'll go watch that channel.
I know, right? Because we'll promote that shit. But yeah, I Endeavor, it's like I said, it's only 4 episodes. They're 90 minutes long. And so it's not huge dedication of time. Right. But they're good little mini movies. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you can, for the most part, just jump in and it's not going to matter if you saw the other stuff. Obviously, it's going to be better if you saw the previous seasons. And I did look, and the first 3 seasons are on Amazon Prime streaming.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So
Amazon Prime the now, first 3, and then you said it's going to be on
Masterpiece Theater, Masterpiece Mystery, I guess is what mm-hmm. they call it, I think, starting August 20th, so this Sunday.
5 days away.
Yes. Mm. So you should watch it.
Yeah.
I think that is it for us this week.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. For more episodes, follow us on With an Accent or Pop a la Carte Pod on Twitter. And don't forget to download our episodes on iTunes or Google Play.